Pacific FC, one of the big surprises of the Island Games. They go in, Pamadou Ka, the new coach, obviously Marco Bustos, who's recently re-signed. They look like a promising team, but I don't think too many people are willing to hedge their bets on a team that had, I look like 12 signed players going into the Island Games. It was more like 17 or 18. But the injuries held out, and they make the second round. And sure, the second round wasn't necessarily the best go of it, but they had quite a season. So we have Martin Baumann, our CanPL.ca contributor for Vancouver Island. Let's maybe just start with an overview of how you thought this season went as sort of a temper check from out there. Like, everyone's sort of surprised. Was there a little bit more expectation going into this season from your perspective?
I would count it as a success. You know, I think coming into the season, Pacific was the lone club that, axed its coach, had a shakeup there right at the top. And so there was this uncertainty about what's this new look Pacific going to be like. Pacific last year, a lot of uncertainty in the locker room, the departure of a guy like Marcus Haber, and some indications of some locker room, maybe discomfort there, not everybody happy. So we're trying to figure out what's this club going to be like. Are they going to mesh coming forward? Ben Fisk is gone. What's going to happen with him gone? I think positive indications from the Island Games. Pacific came together as a team. Pamadou Ka became a strong leader for this club. The guys seemed to gel around him. And I don't think anybody was quite expecting them to challenge for the top yet, but for them to show positive improvements and, notch more wins than losses, I think supporters of Pacific and the club can pat themselves on the back.
Yeah, you mentioned, obviously, the new coach coming in, Pamadou Ka, but I kind of want to go a little bit more in detail about that, because just to me at least, his personality and just the way that he kind of conducted himself for the team with the media, it seemed like this wildly different experience for Pacific FC. Like, how much of this success do you think kind of falls at Pa's feet versus, obviously there is a wider roster rebuild, but was a lot of it down to him, do you think?
I think it starts with him. Absolutely. I think he set the tone for this club in a way that it was not set last season. And I don't want to fault Michael Silberbauer necessarily as being a bad coach, but I think it's fair to say he was the wrong coach for the club. You know, they just weren't a fit for each other. I think Pacific, knowing the direction set by the ownership in Josh Simpson and Rob Friend wanting to play and develop young players, I think maybe there was a bit of reluctance there from Silberbauer. And also maybe just wasn't able to connect with his younger players in a way that Pamadou Ka seems to be able to do. He has the attention of that locker room. And I think he's got the rapport too. I think it helps that Ka had that prior history with a number of those players, whether it's from, FC Cincinnati or whether it's from the Vancouver Whitecaps system. Just being able to have a history with those guys already, I think makes the work that much easier. And from his intensity on the pitch, I think players bought into that. I think there's a lot to be said about a coach who is as fired up, who's probably the most fired up guy on the pitch, more fired up than his players. I think that sets a tone as well for a team that's looking for a direction and someone to provide them the intensity that they were lacking last year.
We're recording this second week of December. Again, just after Marco Bustos has signed, and I think the only player yet to be confirmed from the 2020 roster was Noah Verhoeven, who may move on. But that is still an incredible group to keep, and perhaps Bustos is the biggest piece to that. What could you say about how this team is being built for 2021?
Well, yeah, that Bustos piece was a big one for Pacific, because I think a lot of 2021, for me, in my opinion, hinged on what he was going to do. A lot of speculation about whether Bustos would be entertaining offers and receiving offers from other clubs overseas or wherever they may be. And, I think if the right offer was there, he would have gone. But for Pacific, they could be thankful to get him back, because I don't know if there was a player more valuable to his team than Bustos. I think Becker was the deserving, most outstanding player in the league. But if you're talking about a player who is, you know, integral to, inseparable from the team's success. I think Bustos was that key element for Pacific. He really unlocked their offense in a way that, you know, made Pacific a really dominant and really threatening attacking side.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's massive that they've got, I think 18 guys coming back for 2021. Plus, we look at the Pacific have already signed Manny Aparicio, which maybe we can talk about a little bit here too. But just obviously the group stage showed, the second round of the Island Game showed that there is room for improvement with this team. So where do you think that is? Like, is it just kind of a stay the course thing and they'll improve with the group they have, or are there maybe spots in the roster that maybe they would want to look at? I mean, and how much does Aparicio address that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think Aparicio being another guy who buys into that same mentality that Pamadou Ka is setting at the top. I think Aparicio, you know, in the interviews I've heard with him thus far, mentioning himself as a guy who's, you know, driven to win, can be a fiery personality. I think you're looking for that intensity on the pitch. I think some of what they've done is simply added competition. You know, Aparicio coming in might give, depending on how you want to form, you know, put your guys on the pitch, it might give somebody like Victor Blasco a bit more encouragement to step his game up. Blasco missed a few sitters throughout the Island Games. I think he's had a few that he would have liked to get back. And then from there, it's just the continued improvement of players. I think if anyone is looking to improve on their Island Games performance, I would look at a guy like Taron Campbell. You know, breakout season in 2019, you know, 11-goal season, and then became largely invisible at the Island Games. And so the question I think I'm wondering now is Campbell closer to that first year season that we saw or the second? And if it's somewhere in between, then which of the two is he closer to? You know, I think Alejandro Diaz's arrival at Pacific gave them an element that they didn't have before, or they were at least thankful for before, with Campbell's performance flagging. But now Campbell's got to, you know, he's got a challenge in front of him. He's got to say, you know, if this is my team and if this is my moment to show that I've still got it and that I deserve more time, he's got to be able to produce.
Campbell getting his lone goal of the Island Games in that final second round blowout of the already advancing Halifax Wanderers. You're not allowed to say that moment, Martin, but what was for you the pinnacle of the Pacific FC Island Games campaign? Because again, they've had you know, there's the Bustos, multiple Bustos goals come to mind. Obviously some impressive performances in the first round. Like, what was that one moment for you that you just thought, wow, this team has it?
You know, that's a tough question to answer for me. I think one you could point to any time that Pacific, you know what? I guess first response would be Pacific. It came at a loss, but Pacific taking Forge to the end and conceding such a terrible last minute goal, you know, 94th minute, what was it? But to be able to hang in there as long as they did, that was a positive indicator that it looked like, you know, they were at the class level of a club like Forge FC, and maybe that, you know, they've still got some work to do. I think the other moment that sticks in my mind as a real, you know, key one from the season was Pamadou Ka speaking as candidly and refreshingly as he did during the Black Lives Matter movement, for him to be able to emerge as a leader, both within the club, but also within the league. And, you know, I think that won over a lot of fans, just realizing what a great ambassador they have in Pamadou Ka for this league, and a guy who, you know, I think coming out and speaking like that, his players, how can you not, you know, go to bat for a guy like that after a speech like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I would like, even just in press conferences, you'd sometimes hear, you'd hear Pa talk and you'd be like, man, where's the nearest wall? I got to go run through it.
Mm-hmm. He has that effect on people, it seems.
I don't know. I think you'd have to consider the whole 2020 experience for Pacific on the whole a success, right? I mean, given the turnover and compared to the year before, I mean, like just looking back on it as a whole, I mean, like it. I don't think you could have really asked for much more of an improvement and a refreshing showing from them, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, kudos to the CPL for introducing this Final Four concept. It makes things more interesting for clubs in Pacific's caliber. But for them to make that Final Four and give themselves a shot, even if that, you know, they fell short in the end of making it to that CPL Finals, just proving that they're able to take that next step in stringing together enough wins to get to that stage, you know, that shows some resilience. They still have to be able to prove that they're not going to concede as many penalties as they did this year. You know, there's some discipline, I think, that they need to continue to clean up. But I think you saw improvement across Pacific. If you look at a guy like Matthew Baldissimo, I think he's a great example of a guy who stepped up big time from year one to year two, showed massive improvements. I think Caden Chung, similarly, you can look at him as a guy who's continued to improve steadily. And that's encouraging. I think that's exactly what you want to see from a club that has given a lot of time to guys aged 21 and under. There are two of them right there who have benefited greatly from that and have taken that trust and proven it's worthwhile. So I think that is the positive sign for me, that those guys, those, you know, homegrown guys, if you want to call them that, of Baldissimo and Chung and their ilk, have done as well as they have and have turned into, I think, pretty steady, reliable players. And that paired with the additions of somebody like Bustos, somebody like Diaz, now somebody like Aparicio, I think you have a foundation there. And that has given Pacific something really strong to build on for this coming year.
What are you most, before we let you go, what are you most looking forward to at West Hill Stadium 2021? Is the food good there?
I mean, just, you know, the media room food is pretty good. They occasionally bring in sushi. I guess that's a West Coast thing.
Yes, I love that.
I think just for anyone who has missed seeing, you know, a real soccer game in person, just the stadium itself, any kind of atmosphere, as fantastic as the Island games were, and that was, you know, a really wonderful product that they were able to put together in a short amount of time, and I'm sure with, you know, just, you know, in such an unpredictable year that it's been, just to be able to see some real games in person in the flesh, you know, fingers crossed, that is going to be a really welcome return to being able to head out to West Hills and catch some action.
Brilliant, Martin, thank you very much.
My pleasure.